Well, Tristan, congratulations on the signing with the University of Nebraska Kearney. You're a three-sport, actually a four-sport athlete because you play a little baseball in the summertime. Has track and field always kind of been the sport? If you're going to go to college and play a sport, has track and field always been it?
Probably not. I mean, I've always loved basketball and football a lot. I mean, I've always been good at running, but I liked having a ball involved. But track just became my best sport. Everyone always told me that I was pretty good at running, so kind of just stuck with it and ended up being my best sport. May not be my favorite, but I try my best.
Yeah, UNK came a calling, and I take it Coach Bonzel or the coaching staff reached out a little bit and say, hey, we'd love you to be a loper.
Yeah, I mean, I ran that 157 at Dundee County, and Carl Zuge, my track coach, he kind of just told me, he's like, hey, man, I know you're kind of already thinking about going to Kearney. How about you reach out to the coach and talk to him about it and kind of just talk to him throughout the rest of track season and into the summer, and then finally got signed here last week. So
I'm sure you know this, but UNK's got a nice little pipeline to Chase County now in track and field, don't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely. It's going to be fun to run with some of the guys that I've ran with for the past 4 years through high school. It'll be kind of fun.
Easton Freeze transferring over from Concordia. Thomas Reeves going there. Refresh my memory. You've got, I think there's one or other two others that are going to be there as well.
Oh, yeah, Cole Clevenger also.
That's right. Forgot about Cole Clevenger. So, yeah, I got a nice little group that's going to be in track and field. Yeah, yeah. It's been a fun 4 years of track and field for Chase County and for yourself. It's been a ball for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been so fun. It was fun to win two state championships. I mean, kind of sucked we got moved up to Class B, but made the competition a lot better. And obviously in college, there's no classes. So it was kind of a good experience to run against better guys.
So which year was your favorite year? Yeah, you won state championships as what, a sophomore, junior, but you posted some really good times and mark throughout the season, your senior year, making to Class B. What is there one year that stands out among the rest of them?
Oh, had to have been junior year. Definitely junior year. I mean, our 4x4 broke the state record. That was kind of awesome to do. And then, I mean, we kind of had a lot of pressure to win another year after that, after not losing very many guys. So it was kind of cool to go up there and then just smoke everybody again.
Yeah, running the 321, I will remember that running the race forever because, wow, I mean, the stick was flying around for the Longhorns in that race, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was fun to just, I mean, everybody, it was kind of cool. We had a kid that, Thomas Reeves, obviously, who's running that Kearney. He ran like 52s maybe all year, and then we get to the state meet, and he runs a 48. I mean, it's kind of crazy how people can just, like, compete a lot better when they get to the state meet, and it's really fun to watch everybody.
Now, your school record, by the way, 800 meters, was at Dundee County Stratton Twilight, 157. Is that right?
Yep.
There have been some really good half-milers over at your school over the years, and that's a pretty tough time to beat.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, coming to the season, my goal was just to break through flat. I wanted to hit the 159 mark, and then throughout the season, I mean, my long-distance coach, Holden Dryling, he pushed me a lot in practice and helped me to do my best, and he finally told me, he's like, you could go get that record. I mean, there's nothing stopping you besides for yourself. He's like, I know you can get it, and then kind of just happened. It was a really nice day, really hot, and there was no one to run with, so I was just running against myself.
That 4x8 relay also accomplished some big things getting to state. Didn't quite run the time that you wanted to, but that's, I think you still are ranked up there that time, top four, isn't it, in your school charts?
I actually have no idea. It might be. I think it is pretty far up there, but I have no idea for that relay.
I thought 808, if I saw that right, 808 was the school record. I think you guys, 813, was that the best?
Yes.
I think it was 813, but yeah, you've been on that 4x4, 4x8 forever the last couple of years. It was just, you're accustomed to running that each and every meet, weren't you?
Yeah, those were definitely my two favorite races ever. They're way better than any open four, any open eight I ever ran. It's way better just run a relay and know that you're running for something else other than yourself.
Now, the Jablonski kids I see, Tristan, there's always been some vaulters in there. You started off, I think, as a vaulter maybe junior high and start of high school, I think, didn't you?
Yep, I did it for a little bit my freshman year, and my dad was the coach and I kind of just felt like I had to do it, but it wasn't really my thing, and I didn't really like it, so I kind of switched to just focus on running because I knew I wouldn't be as good at as pole vault as my sister was or anything like that.
Yeah, siblings. I think siblings or some cousins. I mean, this Jablonski family, they are a track and field family, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, definitely. My parents were pretty good at track, so kind of led to us being decent runners throughout.
Now, are there any more? I think it's you're the last one. Or am I missing one? Is there one more coming up, or are you the last one?
I'm the last one. All done.
Can you believe that? No more Jablonski kids for a while until you get through school, get married, and then come back to Chase County, and there'll be more Jablonski kids running around, right?
Yeah, if I end up doing that, maybe.
I'm trying to predict Tristan's future right here. He hasn't even touched a college book yet, and I'm trying to get him through what his life's going to be like. So, great track and field career. Also played some football. By the way, young man, nice job out in Scottsbluff for the Western Nebraska All-Star football game. 3 picks that game. How did that? Tell us about that a little bit.
Oh, I mean, I didn't even expect it. The first half, I mean, it was a slow game. Nothing really happened. I don't think I had an interception in the first half. And then second half, they started flinging the ball around a lot. And I was playing safety, so I was kind of just reading the quarterback's eyes. But I did not expect to get 3. And it was really fun, though. It was kind of cool to do something cool and have other guys see other people's faces, like cheering you on people you've never met before. It was really cool to make new friendships while I was up there.
That's terrific. That's whole part of being the All-Star Games is get a chance to meet some new guys you played with, played against, and maybe guys you like to play against. And that was a good experience, good week for you up there at Scottsbluff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really fun. It was really fun. I didn't expect it to be like anything super fun, super crazy, but it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had to play one last football game and not really have any pressure, just go out and hit people for fun and enjoy it.
I take it you're going to miss that sport, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Football was very, very, very fun.
Yeah, we had some good years. Chase County was right in the thick of things every year, once the big ball game, so it can't be too disappointed about the high school career in football, too.
No, not at all. It was really fun. I mean, we had a coach my freshman year. He was only his second year coaching, so it was kind of new for him. The year before, they had a season where they didn't even win a game. So we had a class that came up and kind of made the program a lot better. My class and the class above me, we kind of made the program a little better, and I hope it stays the same way that it has been.
Play a little baseball this summer. How's Chase County Imperial baseball team doing this summer right now?
Our junior team's really young, so we got a bunch of young guys coming up to play, but I think they're going to be pretty solid if they keep at it and keep playing. I mean, our program's kind of shot up in the last 4 or 5 years. It's kind of been pretty good. And then our senior team, we have a bunch of older guys, so it's kind of fun to play with them one last time. We've been playing baseball since, I don't even know, probably 7 years old maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we are hoping to have a good year. We got moved up to Class B in baseball also, so definitely some better competition there, but it's been fun.
You guys made a run last year was it last year at the state tournament, was that right?
Last year, no, but the 2 years before that, the 3 years ago, we got runner-up, and then the year after that, we got third.
Okay, going back a few years. So, program's been going good, and, you know, going back to track and field, this program at Chase County is going to go on. I'm sure you'd love to have another year, but to move on to college, but, you know, the tradition's going to continue there at Chase County with Coach Izugi and what Coach Hawkswell does with the girls' teams. All the coaches coach each other, and you know darn well it's going to go on, and you'll have a fun time still watching those kids, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our coaches are just, they're amazing. Like, they're probably the best coaches I've ever had in any sport I've ever competed in my life. And then, I mean, just, I think the tradition we have there is just, we have a bunch of guys that have crazy, crazy good work ethics, and they're never afraid to just go out and push the other guy next to him. And, I mean, it's kind of just carried on throughout the years. So it's been really fun to have that tradition stay, and hopefully it stays forever. I think our boys and girls will both have a really solid team next year, and hopefully it just keeps on going on.
Finally, Tristan, what are you going to be studying in school? Have you made that decision? Something you're going to major in?
Yeah, I'm studying secondary education and mathematics.
Oh, a math teacher, huh?
Yep.
Wow. So I take it is that your best subject in school?
Oh yeah. Yep. Definitely always been math guy. Not an English and reading kind of guy.
That's fair enough. What I've heard, they're always looking for math and science teachers. It seems like they're looking for, a lot of schools looking for. So you're going into subject, hey, you should have no trouble finding a job here in about 4 years or so.
Yep. Hopefully it's pretty easy. And I kind of just decided to go into that career because I really want to coach sports and be mentors to other people and be a great someone that can always be there for people, I guess.
I was just going to ask you, not only a teacher, but you want to coach sports, track and field and football. If you can get in a school system, you'd be right there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, if I ever got the chance.